This is an Industry Today webcast produced by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas, bringing you the latest trends in the industrial market, providing the scoop on companies that are leading the way with innovation, new technology, and services that keep industry growing and moving forward. Hi, this is Peggy Tuck, your host for this segment of Industry Today. Our guest company today is Dudick, and joining me in studio is Tom Dudick. He is the founder and president. Tom, thank you so much for coming in studio with us today.
Well, thank you, Peggy.
Let's start out with, give us some background on Dudick, and let's let folks know who you are and what you do.
Well, Dudick Incorporated was founded 42 years ago. And at that time, manufacturers and applicator of heavy-duty, corrosion-resistant tank lining and flooring systems. We're based out of Cleveland, Ohio, actually a small suburban town called Streetsboro. At the time of our founding in 1970, most of our markets then were steel mills, chemical plants, food processing, wet grain milling. Today, we're 42 years older, international company, manufacturing sites in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, Seoul, Korea, Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Santiago, Chile. But we supply materials all over the world for our large customers.
Now, we've talked about, okay, so we know that you're an international company, and you actually kind of got your initial markets in the food and beverage, wet grain, corn milling. Since, though, then it has grown into much different industries.
Yes, it has. Approximately 25 years ago, I think we all witnessed the downturn in the industrial market in the United States. Some of it the economy, some of it just new technology emerging. We saw our sales starting to flatten out, and we went searching for other possible markets. And what we came up with is life sciences and technology. Today, a huge portion of our business is semiconductor sales, and right behind it are biosafety labs, BSL, research facilities for private as well as governmental research on infectious diseases.
And pretty much the war on terror has kind of maybe catapulted that industry, correct?
Absolutely. It's made a geometric explosion in the investments that are going on. Unfortunately, we all know what happened at 9/11, but apparently Homeland Security and our federal government are aware of Al-Qaeda trying to develop biological weapons to be used against us. So the government's been very proactive, and they're putting up these facilities around the United States, identify what the outbreak is, how do you deal with it, and then certainly why is it occurring. It could be a natural outbreak like flu, SARS, or it could be, unfortunately, another terrorist attack.
Now, let's make this very clear. You are not a paint company. This is a coating company, a big difference.
Yes, it is. The type of industry that we're in are special coatings. These are high-performance systems, sometimes used in tank lining for immersion, holding high concentrations of acids, caustics, sometimes even solvents. And that's in contrast to coating companies that supply paints for structural steel and tank exteriors. We're the firm that supplies the interior lining. Or in the case of the biosafety labs, we're the company that supplies the wall, floor, and ceiling system, not only to contain the pathogens, but also to deal with fuming hydrogen peroxide, formaldehyde, bleaches that sometimes have to be sprayed in order to assure contamination-free lab.
Now, if I happen to be a client of yours coming to you with a project, what types of problems or issues might I come to you with, and what would be your solutions?
Well, typically, we're brought a project where there's some liquid or pathogen element involved. And they're troubled. They don't know how to deal with the chemicals and do it in a efficient and economical method. So we are called in by the engineers, the architects on a project, and given the operating conditions, and then we go ahead and specify a wall or floor system that best suits that application. Sometimes we're brought in on failures for other suppliers. Occasionally you'll find the paint companies who have perhaps overextended their technical ability and gotten into some applications where exposure had been underestimated, and they have failures. And we have three or four of these type of projects in the last couple of years where we've been called in to take them over and redo the work and get the customer back up and running.
Could you share maybe one of those examples for us?
Certainly, Peggy. Probably the most notable one is for the City of Phoenix. We had done some water treatment work for the City of Phoenix over the years and had been very, very successful. I think we all remember when Phoenix was the most rapid growing city in the United States. Well, along with that, infrastructure has to grow too. So they needed a lot more water plants. And the city got involved in building several new water treatment plants. Unfortunately, they used the term or equal on specifications very aggressively. If it looked like something that was good enough, go ahead and put it in. We were brought in by a consulting engineering firm that was hired by the City of Phoenix to determine why so many of the systems were failing. We went in, worked with the city, trained three local contractors so they'd have competitive bids, and resolve their issues. 10 years, $2 million in Dudick material, and the city no longer worries about their secondary containment or coating problems.
And so you get what you pay for, and had they done it right the first time, they wouldn't have had to do it again.
Absolutely. And I think many times customers underestimate the cost of redoing a project. You know, if it was a $500,000 job originally, it easily could be $1.5 to $2 million. Remove the old bad material and then reapply what should have been done. Yes, can be very, very costly.
What is it that really sets you apart from the competition in the market?
Good question. It's very difficult for anybody to differentiate not only paint companies, but even special coating companies such as Dudick. What we bring to the table, though, is many times great products. Some of our customers think we have the best product in the world. But the real difference is the fact that we have our field technicians, our technical support staff. I'm a salesman, so are many of my people. You get us on a job site, we're not credible. We send out one of our former field foremen, one of our tech men, and they come out and they're blue-collar, hands-on type guys, and they are much more credible, much more able to work with the local contractor. We've been to 20-some countries in the world for major American corporations, and as my people like to say, Tom, we've worked with some really strange dudes out there. And that's important. You have to be able to relate to that local regional contractor. You have to be able to give him guidance and get him to follow it. And the tech service people is really the Dudick difference. You don't want a salesman, and my background is a chemist. Definitely don't want a chemist on a job site. You want somebody that's going to get the job done right the first time, on budget, and within the time frame allocated. And that's what the Dudick difference is.
Tom, how can someone get more information about Dudick?
A number of ways. You can go to dudick.com on the website, and we have all of our products there. You can call us at 1-800-322-1970, or you can even email me, tdudick@dudick.com.
Once again, that website is www.dudick.com, D-U-D-I-C-K. You can email Tom. Tom, it's tdudick@dudick.com, or give them a call on their toll-free number, 800-322-1970. Tom, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us today to give us some background on Dudick and continued success with the company.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it, Peggy.
For Industry Today, this is Peggy Tuck. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and on the web at www.industrialinfo.com.